Saudi Arabia is under increasing pressure to halt carrying out the death sentence of an outspoken Shia cleric. Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has warned Saudi authorities against killing Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Hezbollah also urged rights groups to press Riyadh not to kill the top Shia scholar. In Bahrain, a group of protesters staged a rally to express solidarity with the cleric. Protesters denounced the Saudi government for issuing the death sentence. Amnesty International had earlier slammed the harsh punishment and accused Saudi officials of denying the cleric a fair trial. Nimr was handed down the death sentence on charges of disturbing the kingdom's security and making anti-government speeches. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a human rights activist, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Now, Dr. Al-Omari, at this time, a lot of people are saying that the Saudi royals are essentially playing with fire at this time. How do you see the situation?
They have been playing with fire. These edicts and rulings that come from the Saudi royal family to these so-called judges, who are politically motivated to do the bidding of these emirs, who feel a lot of pressure, not just from the Shias in Saudi Arabia, but also from the Sunnis, from everybody in Saudi Arabia. This regime has been torturing and killing people. The stories are simply horrific, and now they have taken it up to a new level, which is to go after someone like Sheikh Nimr, who throughout all of his speeches made sure that everything that he said started with, we are protesting peacefully, we want justice, we want to be treated fairly. And now they're charging him with treason and going against the ruler. And all of this, of course, are made up charges to silence the voices that are growing in Saudi Arabia against this oppression.
So then what do you see happening then in the coming days, Dr. Omari, if this sentence, for example, is carried out, which many people are saying is not actually likely, that it'll most likely be on appeal, reduced to a life sentence. But then even with that case, certainly this will still have reverberations throughout the country, I would imagine.
That's right. And this is, I believe that they are going to reduce this unjust ruling to probably life in prison or less. But again, this speaks volumes for the lack of wisdom of this royal family, which has treated the Shias in Saudi Arabia as second-class citizens. And then they wonder why someone like Sheikh Nimr speaks up against this oppression. I lived in Saudi Arabia for a while, and I can tell you that Shias in that country do live like a second-class citizen. They are discriminated against, and it's a shame. It's a shame that the whole world watches and even helps the Saudi royal family do what it does to the Saudi people.
And just under a minute, Dr. Omari, do you think that this will affect the stability of the Saudi royal family and its ruling power over the country?
I believe that they are shaken in fear of what's happening in the region. The same people that they inspired to fight and engage in terrorism are threatening them and threatening their borders. And internally, the Saudis are very, very unhappy with the way the country is run, and the voices are loud and clear. Social media is basically in complete revolution against this royal family and what it does to all Saudis, not just Shias or liberals, or everybody who goes against the royal family all of a sudden become an enemy of Islam and an enemy of the kingdom.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you speaking to us. That was Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, who was speaking to us live from New York.